St. Peter's Basilica in the Vatican City is the most famous church in the heart of the city of Rome. Several architects had a hand in its design and building, among them Michelangelo, Maderno, Bernini and San Gallo the Younger. St. Peter's is the most renowned work of Renaissance architecture and is the largest church in the world by interior measure, and of course is regarded as one of the holiest and most beautiful Catholic shrines in the world. Tradition has it that the basilica is built over the tomb of Peter, chief among the apostles of Jesus and the first bishop of Rome, the first pope, who was martyred during the persecution of the emperor Nero in the year 64. Excavations in the last century found the tomb of Peter directly below the high altar of the basilica. The first St. Peter's Basilica dates back to the 4th century. The present basilica dates back to 1506 when it started and was completed in 1626. One of the architects was Antonio da San Gallo the Younger, born in 1484, who attained great respect during the Renaissance period and was in charge of the day-to-day construction of the basilica for many years. He also created a design for the basilica, of which a wooden model still exists to this day. An interesting little point about him is that in the town of Orvieto, not far from Rome, he was asked by Pope Clement VII to build a well called, believe it or not, St. Patrick's Well, noted as a marvel of engineering and with an Irish connection. But that's a story for another day. In chapter 16 of Matthew's Gospel, Jesus says, "You are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church." Peter was one of the first witnesses of the risen Lord. His role is decisive. It is clear from Scripture that he holds preeminence among the group of apostles, and this continues after the resurrection, as the Acts of the Apostles testifies. At the so-called Council of Jerusalem, Peter played a directive role, and Paul himself recognized that Peter had a certain quality of leadership. During the Last Supper, Jesus conferred on Peter the ministry of strengthening his brothers. The ministry entrusted to Peter was one of the constitutive elements of the church. Peter is the custodian of communion with Christ for all time. He must guide the people to communion with Christ. He must ensure that the net does not break and consequently that universal communion endures. Only together can we be with Christ. Therefore, Peter is responsible for guaranteeing communion with Christ, with the love of Christ, guiding people to fulfill this love in everyday life. He is the reference point for unity in the church. So let us pray that the primacy of Peter, entrusted to a poor human being, now Francis, that role will always be exercised in the original sense as the Lord desired. Antonio da San Gallo, Italian architect and one of the main architects of St. Peter's Basilica, was born in 1484, 537 years ago on this day.